Good afternoon, and welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour. We're in the month of June, and today is a very special day in June, Father's Day, the only one we have throughout the entire year. But you know, there are many other unrecognized Father's Days that we'll bring to your attention as we journey through today's Wellness Half Hour. As always, we look at our health from a perspective that gives reverence to the source of our being. It all starts with our Creator, with God. And we impart those five pillars to wellness: spirituality, mindset, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment. And fathers play a huge role in all of these five facets, these five pillars of wellness. Recently, visiting with my daughter, and I met her roommate, and she's expressed she hadn't talked to her father in almost 4 years. And it just touched me, just struck me. She shared with me a few issues in the family, some discord that has occurred between her parents, and they're not together anymore. I said, "But do you have any personal grudge yourself against your father?" She said, "No. Why haven't you called him?" She had no reason. "I don't know how to call him anymore." "Okay, let me have his number. When I get back to Lagos, I'll not only give him a call, I'll go visit him, and we'll reconnect." That bond between father and children, especially father and daughter, are extremely important. In so many realms, it defines how that young lady grows up to understand the male gender, through whose eyes she sees them initially, is through her father's eyes, and vice versa. Today, we're going to explore fatherhood, young fatherhood, and we have a guest with us today, young man who is enjoying his first bundle of joy. Greetings, good afternoon, Mr. Pedro Savage. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Dr. Patrick. Happy to be here today.
Yes, the role of fathers, extremely important. Some societies, it's been undermined. But let's just take a step back and let's explore it from your journey. We met many, many years ago when you were a single bachelor. Is that a word? Single bachelor, isn't that wrong? When you were single or a bachelor. Yeah. How has the journey been into fatherhood? I know marriage came first, which is husbandry, or coming off of a husband, and now fatherhood. How has the journey been?
Yeah, journey has been, mixed with smooth and rough. That's just the truth. Anybody that says everything is just smooth is just trying to sugarcoat it. It's just, I would say, it's a kind of facet where you have a level of being a single man, and then another level of being ready to get married. That's another level that people don't really take note of. And then choosing your bride. You have to make up your mind that I'm ready. Then before choosing your bride, looking at the qualities you want and all that. And when you're looking at the qualities you want, it's the qualities that will make you a good father. Like listening to you, someone that likes most of the things you like. Or even if she does not like what you like, she would like to listen to you. Someone that sees you as the head of the house, So all these things happen during courtship. But, as a young man, we try to look away from so many things that finally becomes a problem when we have a family. And that's why people have issues even when the children are there. So, it's just a step-by-step thing. Then Poina finally get married, and then Poina finally become a father. And that is where the journey actually starts.
You've touched on several aspects, different levels, from being single to the level of getting ready to be married. Then you step into the marriage zone, and now the fatherhood zone. When your wife first came to you and said she was carrying a baby, how did you respond? What went through your mind? What went through your heart?
Yeah. The sense of fatherhood. Very happy, very, very happy. And one of the things, again, let me just actually fast forward, is when she put to bed, they put to bed on my birthday. Wow. Wow. And that was actually striking. I would say maybe I've not seen that before, or probably had that before. It happened to me, and I was just running here and there on my own birthday, and then finally she came on board, and it was a striking resemblance. That's another joy again.
As we recall all these joys of the journey, many fathers, many of us listeners who are fathers, who may be engulfed in the challenges of being a father, being a husband, being a provider, pause, recall, take your mind back to these smiling, cheerful days of when things were smoother, when that child first came along, when you saw that resemblance, when you felt this human energy, the spiritual energy in your hands. My goodness. Bone of my bone, blood of my blood. And as we now deal with the challenges of our older children, like the example I shared earlier, let's remember those connections we made from that early. Connections and commitments. First year of babyhood, how's the journey?
Wasn't really easy, you know? So this is the reason why most of us need to talk to, right before we get married, talk to those that are married, especially adults, people that are old enough to be our father. Let them share some ideas with us. It goes a long way to help us. You know, as a woman, a first child, so you need to kind of render a whole lot of help to her. You know, which an average guy sees as disturbance. Or maybe, you know, the first 3 months of the baby. Most people say, from experience, they say the baby still assumes she's still in the, you know, yes, in the womb. So she tends to cry at night and all that. So, you know, and the woman feels, I'm not the only one that is to wake up and take care of this child. We have to do it together. And man, I'm going to work tomorrow morning. That kind of thing. So it's not an easy journey. But once you've done it for the first time, the second baby, when the baby comes around, you already experience and you know what it takes. And that's why they say a father is a responsible man, because he handles a whole lot of things that a single man would not understand. A whole lot of patience, a whole lot of petting the woman. At times during those periods, the woman tends not to be happy because she's stressed and all that. You have to just calm her down and all that, you know. So the journey is you know, it's not too easy, the truth.
Being aware of the challenges your spouse is going through, your wife is going through, so that you can be present to assist with the baby, in spite of your work schedule. I mean, she's up several hours of the night feeding the baby, preferably breastfeeding the baby, and just your presence and participation in that part of the journey. You mentioned a very important component, mentorship, having older couples who have gone through the journey, preparing you, giving you guidance, literally throughout the journey. Even when we are much older, those of us who have teenage children, we still require the guidance of yes. of mentors who have been through it, the wisdom of these folks, both male and female mentorship. Now, looking back, are you happy you made the decision to get married?
Yes, absolutely. At the time, I was even like, should I have made this decision earlier?
Awesome.
Yes, because, you know, when people want to get married, there's this fear, there's this line of fear, of responsibilities and all of that, you know. A lot of things, I'd be like, am I really ready? But at times, you just need to go into it, and you see that you're actually ready. And another one is, you know, so many people talk about getting married early. It has to do with you preparing early also. Getting early so that you prepare early. Okay, but you're 38 years, you're not married. So by the time you have a child, just imagine when you are 50 and your child is just 12. You're just like a granddad to your child. You know, different things, but you just need to just sit down and think about it yourself and see if you're actually ready or not. But You can't be totally ready. That's just the truth.
Exactly.
Can't be totally ready. Just, you know, do what you need to do and then get started.
We're talking to Pedro Savage, fatherhood, more so the joys of fatherhood. And he shared with us the journey in the early stages, transitioning from single to getting ready to get married, being in the marriage, and now first year of his first child, his daughter, being present. Now, let's step forward. What kind of relationship would you like to have with this daughter of yours by the time she is 12 years old, 18 years old, 25 years old?
Yeah, a very strong relationship. Considering our society today, you see a lot of things happening to women. Most men leave their daughters for the women to train. But I think the role of a father is much when it comes to the female child. Because the child is going to get married someday to a man, not a woman. So you can't, the mother cannot really have the whole experience to share with the child. So we need to build confidence in the child, like the child being free to tell us anything. That's number one. Most men tend to create fear in their daughters. So you need to create that that kind of energy, you know, that force. And when she sees you, she's fine and she can actually tell you anything in case there's an issue she's having, you know. The relationship between the dad and the daughter should be the strongest in the family, as against the man. To, you know, the man has a role to play in the child of, in the life of the son. As, okay, this is how you treat a woman, this is how you do that. But the woman needs to learn a whole lot of things from the dad. And generally children, they tend to find confidence in their dad when the dad is talking or sharing experience than their mom. Because they understand that dad is the head of the family, that dad has this security that the dad possess. But of late, we find that in the family, most men have pushed all this responsibility to the woman. And that's why we have 12 Mother's Day in a year, and just one Father's Day.
Don't raise that issue. That's a very, very volatile issue.
You know, so we men, when it comes to fun, taking our families out and all that, taking pictures, we see it as, oh, come, I don't have time for that. The basic thing is for me to provide for you guys. But it goes beyond that, you know. We need to create time for our family. These are roles of a father. Let them look up to you. You know, while we come, you're sharing a piece of yours about, you know, every weekend having time with the family. And, you know, like maybe Friday night or dance for the family. And the children start looking up to that. Oh, we're waiting for Friday night. You know, when they're coming from school and there's this energy, wow, we're going to dance today. That kind of thing. So the presence of the dad is very important. Very, very important. Most children know that the woman will be there. My mom is always there. But when the father is also there, it brings a very strong energy in the family.
To add to Pedro's folks, with guidance of mentors, one of the things we did in my home was Friday night was dance night. Those of you who know me, music is my passion. I was a radio DJ for 8 years in Florida, and I made sure I brought those skills home. Today, in fact, I think my daughters dance better than my sons do. Every Friday night was dance night. No matter the schedule, I made sure Friday night I was home, and we had dinner together, and we played music, and jumped up and down, ran around, and danced. Sometimes we'd actually teach the children particular dance steps or dance sequences. And yes, as they grew older, they looked forward to it. It was the maybe next to the most joyous thing they did during the week. We also had a Saturday night game night. Wasn't always consistent because of my call schedule, but when I was home, or even when I wasn't, there was game night on Saturday nights. We played everything from card games to board games, Ludo, checkers, chess, Monopoly always generated the most heated interaction amongst the children. Those intervals truly are father's evenings. Mother's there with us, but somehow dad's presence makes those evenings 10 times, 20 times, just takes it to a whole new experience. As you rightly said, your presence, they see the reaction from you. Yes, you're the disciplinarian. Yes, you are the one who speaks very, maybe harsh to them when they go off track. But when they see you laughing and kidding with them, sitting on the floor, playing their games, they see the totality of your humanity. They see father is also a fun person. Daddy also, once in a while, if you're winning too much, you may start to cheating on that game, so you don't, you know, get out the Ludo. And they have fun and they laugh, and those are also father's moments or father's days or father's times with the children. Once a month, we went out. One of our favorite spots was the beach. Wow. Yes, it was much easier when we lived in Florida, but even coming here, we found some other means of keeping that going. Of course, as the children went to school, boarding school, it was less so. However, what are we saying? The joys of fatherhood not only occur in those early years. As they get older, we must put things in deliberately. Whether it's dance night, whether it's game night, whether it is outing night, whether it is beach evening or once a quarter, just have a schedule whereby the children know that that day, father is letting his guard down. He's going to be totally just a fun person to be around.
To be around. Because spending time with the family is one thing, and spending quality time is another thing. You know, so it's not the length of time you spend with them, but the time you spend with them, how do you spend it? You know, I'm being strict, like you said, when they go off track, no, don't do that, don't, you know, and they still see you when you're around and you're like, is this that? So it gives them this sense of belonging. They're happy, like, for instance, wonderful, choosing a particular day or a particular time of the month where everyone goes out and have fun and eat and forget about the books and all that. You know, it makes them very happy, very happy. So it's another way of keeping the family together.
We're talking about the joys of fatherhood. Today is Father's Day. Please call and share with us some of the joys of your fatherhood. If you are a father, some of the things that you did deliberately, and if you have memories of the fun things your father did for you, reach us on 0700-923-923-923. 0700-923-923-923. The joys of fatherhood. One of the things I recall with my dad, several, couple days a week, he would stop at a pastry shop, and he'll get, you know, whether it's donuts or meat pies or cakes or cupcakes, things like that. And of course, on those days, we were just too happy to be there when dad got home from work. Those are special days. We all have awesome memories of our fathers. Too often, we talk about the difficulties, the caning, the flogging, the punishment, the harsh talks, but we'll have memories of good intervals with our dads. 0700-923-923-923. Let's hear. Okay, we'll take a break and come back. Absolutely nothing. Be the center of attention. You know, get the manicure, pedicure, go out to the restaurant, or the children do everything for you. maybe the day where you decide you're going to cook for your spouse. You get to choose how you want to make this day special for the family. It's your day. It's just sharing. There was an interval where my father worked in Sierra Leone, in Freetown. And several times a week, when he would come back from work, he would take us to the Fisherman's Beach. This was a part of the beach where early in the morning, the fishermen had sailed out far into the Atlantic to drop huge, massive nets. And then in the evening, from about 4 p.m., 5 p.m., they assemble 50-plus men. And together they would pull. They would sing and chant, and they would pull the net in. They would pull, they would sing, they would pull, they would sing. Sometimes it may take 30 minutes, an hour, to pull the entire net in. However, when that net shows up, my goodness, the sight of seeing the bounty of fish in the huge, almost like trawler-sized net. And once they pull that entire catch ashore, the fishermen step back and the women step forward, and they have their system organized, cultural system or market system, aid system, whatever it's called, of how they share out all the fish. And it's done harmoniously, peacefully, in this fishing community right there all on the beach. Memories of childhood. Joys of fatherhood. And now we say, okay, how do we create such memories for our own children?
Before that, there's an aspect I would like to touch on. Is the role of mothers in making children appreciate their fathers. About, let's say, 95% of children today. Your mom or your dad, we always see everybody drive to that direction. My mom. Wow, my mom is gold, she's silver, she's platinum, you know. Everybody tends to see little about what the fathers are doing. Some people see as the dad as doing nothing. You know, so the women too have a role to play in explaining to the children that their dads too are doing a whole lot. Fine, you can see that of the woman everywhere. Is it from breastfeeding? Is it from delivery? Just mention it. The sacrifices are just there. But you know, the man out there too is doing a whole lot to put the family, to put food on the table, you know, a whole lot. But so it's just a way of kind of opening our understanding. And as a guy, as a boy, you know, that sees that your dad is doing nothing, you're going to become a dad someday. And then you realize that, yes, you know, the man is actually doing something. So that's an aspect I feel our mothers too should come in. You know, since the children listen to the women more, try to explain to them and give them examples. Yes.
The role of mothers in exalting, in appreciating the fathers in the presence of the children. You know, that goes in both directions. Oh.
Yes.
Because if my mom will say, listen, this is what you've done, I'm going to tell your father. Yeah, my God. You start begging her. Because, you know, once father heard it from mom, you know, the king will swiftly come out. At one point, we actually realized that it was better for us to report ourselves to our father.
and to tell the mom to do it. regardless of how she explains it, coming from her, that takes it more seriously.
Yes, there's an extra salt of pepper she adds to it that gets that into swift action. But when it comes from you, that listens. I would say That's even more objectively, Seth. And then he'll ask you questions to put it through a reasoning process. Was it a logical action that you took? Did it make sense? Why did you do it? How could I have done it differently? And yes, whereas that behavior may have earned you a caning before, but this time, just the sequential discussion can just touch your conscience so deeply that it might even cause you to cry without the cane. The power of fatherhood. Fathers speaking to their children. Just talking rationally, and just rational analysis. And that's a trait we pick up from our parents, which I would say, yes, today I do it with my children. That rational thinking it through. Folks, we're all privileged to have fathers. Many of us who may not be connected to our fathers, please make this a time to reconnect. The joys of fatherhood. We have awesome memories of our fathers, both the happy ones and not so happy ones. Dwell on the happy ones. It causes your body to release healing wellness hormones. Dwell on the happy ones. It makes you sleep much better. Dwell on the happy ones. It gives you creativity to interact in such a way with your children. Dwell on the happy ones. Well, those happy hormones will serve you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, intellectually too. Dwell on the joys of fatherhood. For those of you young fathers, you heard Pedro share with us his journey. Make it a lifetime of joy. This is Dr. Patrick Ejewere. Our guest has been Pedro Savage. Uncle Sonny, Papa Sonny, greetings, sir. You all have a blessed week. Happy Father's Day. Multiple times. And of course, to Eagle's dad, happy Father's Day to your father. Inspiration.